Hey Brent, thank you for calling
Hey
back.
Mike, how's it
Hey Mike, Mike
going?
here.
Good, how you doing?
Well, not too bad. How about yourself? How
Good,
was the
thanks.
day?
It was
All
good. I
right.
was gonna call. Yeah.
Okay, good to hear that. It looks like there's some distortion in the line, and but anyway, so tell me about it. What did you want to discuss on the call today?
I wanted to make sure we're on the same page for the fee. The fee is just when whoever registers to sell and or buy, I guess, when they are ready. And I think that's the way it's set up now, which we'll leave it that way.
So right now we're charging them per ad, right? So when they only when they go to upload an ad and they when they're on the last step, that's when they're prompted to enter their card details and make a payment of $5 to post the ad. Do you want to keep it
Right.
the same way?
Yeah, and it's for anybody, right? Anybody that clicks on the ad. I mean, that was, I'm sure it is. When we talked about that, anybody will have to. They can't talk to somebody. And that part of it's making sure that the person that they're talking to is real. So the two-step verification code comes in when they want to ask or inquire about that one vehicle, right?
Well, when they're signing up, that's when they do the two-factor authentication, and that's when they're verified as a user and that they have a valid
Right.
email and they have a valid phone
Right.
number. So yeah,
Okay.
that validation is in place. And then about the payments, so we're not charging the buyer with anything, of course. We're charging the seller who's posting the ad. So whenever they want to post an ad, they pay $5. But otherwise, they can experience the application. They can browse through different advertisements and whatnot without paying a fee, which is the whole idea, of course. We don't want them to be kind of roadblocked. Roadblock with a fee, when they're just trying to experience the application and get the gist of it, right? So only when they go to listing an ad and they want their ad to be posted on the application, that's when they're required to make a $5 nominal payment, and that is going to be per advertisement.
Okay, so I guess that was a misunderstanding because we want the seller or the buyer to be the one that's checked as well, because that's the problem with Marketplace is there's so many scammers on there trying to scam because there's no verification of who they are. Anybody can get on Marketplace and for
Well, I
free.
yeah, it looks like we're talking about two different things. So, one is verification, which, like I said, any user on the application, be that a buyer, be that a seller, or if they're just there to browse through advertisements and not really looking for something, regardless, they have to verify themselves on the application through the two-factor authentication. That's one thing, right? And every user has
Right,
to do
right.
that.
Okay, yeah, I
Yeah.
see what you're saying. The two-step verification, but the price is for the ad. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're on the right page. Okay.
Right.
All right.
So that we should
Yep.
keep as it is, right?
Right. So we'll just leave the $5 to place the ad until we get traction, and then we can bump that up to 10, you think?
Yeah, I mean, maybe down the road, I mean, there's many different ways to go about it. Once you've got a sizable audience on the application, we can even have a promo code for the first time, and that could have you start with as little as, even for free. I mean, some companies do that. You could allow the first advertisement to go out for free, but given that the nature of the transaction, which is buying and selling a car, which doesn't happen every day for that same user, and you want to make sure if they're selling it for the first time, even then the app makes some money, of course. I think we could keep it to $10 at a regular price, and then down the road, in fact, right now it's going to be $5, but down the road we could keep it at $10 as regular, and then they can have a promo code for the first advertisement they place on the platform, and that's where they get a 50% off, and they can start with $5 for the first advertisement. But
Yeah, there you
those
go.
are ideas for the down the line. For now, I think it
Right.
could be a flat $5 per advertisement fee for everyone.
Right. Yeah, I like that. And then also, I'll probably do so. I can set some up for free, right? I could, like if I, as a say I go out and I'm marketing this, and I will put your listing in for free for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do that probably for the first 20 or something, just to get traction in there.
Yeah, we'd have to set up a free product on there. I'd have to consult with the team on how to go about that. Usually how that works is, you know, when you have a promo code field on the application, which we don't right now. So essentially you as the admin, as the owner, have your own secret promo code, right? So you go by the same checkout process. All you have to do is at the end, you type in your secret promo code, and that way you don't have to make a payment, and you can bypass the transaction system and complete the when you're demoing it, or when you want to do it for free to show it to someone, or to kind of offer them a first a free trial.
Right.
How this is going to work in the absence of a promo code field, especially when the payment merchant, the payment processor, which is Stripe, is moved from sandbox to production. That's something I'll need to consult with the team, because you're right. You need some way to be able to, on an arbitrary basis, be able to post an advertisement without, of course, having to pay a fee yourself. So I'll talk to the team and see what options we have on there, and I'd have to get back to you on this one.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I like that idea. Just so that I can stop, and like I said, I can kind of just, if I see something and say, hey, you know, you can do this for free, you know, I'm so-and-so, handing the business card, and that way they'll use it again or whatever, and they just have it for a one-time feature or whatever. And then did you get the email that was sent to you this morning for all the stuff that was needed for the Apple and Android phones?
Yes, I did. I received the checklist. I received the privacy policy document. I think that's the thing that I sent to you, right? Or have you made any changes to it?
No, I didn't make any changes to it. I was thinking that was the one that you sent to me,
mm-hmm.
Showing me that it was that you had already done that part of it. So.
Okay. Yeah, of course. So I've received that, and you know, thank you for that. I think we have most of the information we needed. I just, before I leave for the day, I'll just recompile all the information, but I'm pretty sure we've covered everything. Just the only thing that remains is the terms and conditions, and that I know that you need some guidance on. So I'll try and put together a small document for you for that as well, just like I did for the privacy policy. That you could leave in my court, but otherwise I think we're all covered, and I'll make sure to pass this information to the team before I leave for the day.
Okay, and then I'll send you the revisions for the brochure for the insurance company.
Yeah.
I'll have that. I'll send that to you probably by tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds perfect. And are you taking the app for a spin? Do you still like everything that's on there, especially the insurance portion and the last few things we've worked upon?
Oh yeah. Yeah, all that stuff works great. So I really like the way it works. Reviewed it with the insurance company, my own insurance company. She says it's perfect. So it looks like that portion of it, I think we're on the right track.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. And that reminds me, I think the only thing that may remain on the checklist to go live would be the verbiage that you would need to replace on the insurance portion and some other static areas of the application. I think you sent me something for the about the application, and I think you did, right?
I did all of that on the admin, so all of that is done.
Oh, you did it yourself. Okay, great. Okay, yeah. So
yeah.
That's even better. I mean, that kind of gives you hands-on with the admin as well. That's perfect.
Right.
And I'll just look through it and make sure the formatting and everything looks good on the app. But otherwise, I think if you've done that, then that's perfect. And that's exactly the idea of having this control on the back end, so you can always make any updates you want to do to it. And you've already done it for the first time, so that's amazing.
Yeah, I already did all that. I created the insurance stuff. I even put more stuff. I even put more features, actually more verbiage in there under the facts.
Mm-hmm.
I did ways to improve the value of your car. I put some stuff in there for that. I added the insurance features. I added, you know, what an insurance score is based on, how to get a competitive quote, what to look for, what questions the agent should be asking. So I added that stuff in there also.
Well, perfect. I haven't had a chance to look at the app for about 2 days now, so I'll do that probably tomorrow. And like I said, I'll just you know, look through it and confirm that the formatting and everything looks good. But otherwise, I mean, that's you know, that sounds great. And I think we've inched one step closer to getting live. Just trying to jog my head on what else may remain. I think the only thing that you have to do now is you know, populate the insurances on the back end through the admin panel. So anyone who's looking up a certain zip code, I think for now we're doing it by state, right? So anyone who's looking up a certain state, they should be able to find at least a couple options. And that requires for you to build partnerships offline and at your end in terms of, you know, the insurance companies. And that probably is the only thing that you would work on over time, of course. So,
correct.
You know, you could,
you
know,
what
kind of
Once I have that brochure locked, once we have that locked down, then I'll get that printed at the local printing place, and then I'll start making those phone calls to get those insurance companies on there. So I'll just kind of randomly choose some places, maybe in the larger city, and then slowly just work towards, you know, the smaller ones once I get the larger ones done. So.
Okay, so you already dialed in on this, right?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. I think we're right on track then, Brent. Did you have something else for today? Did you want to discuss something else?
Nope. I think we're good. I just wanted to
all
make sure we're on the same.
I think we are.
Okay.
I did. Thank you. So, Brent, I'll wait for your feedback on the brochure and the changes you need, and except that, I'll take this forward with the team, and we'll begin the deployment now. All right? I'll keep you posted.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I'll let you go for the day. Enjoy the evening.
Hey, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.